gentlemen, fans of all ages, welcome to SRP Park, home of the Augusta Green Jackets, the Carolina Lake Singly affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Tonight, your Green Jackets take on the Down East Wood Ducks, the Singly affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Fans, we're going to have a great fireworks show for you following the game tonight. On the anniversary of this historic transcendent MLB debut, please join the Augusta Green Jackets, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and the entire baseball family in celebrating Jackie Robinson Day. On April 15, 1947, Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier, serving as a powerful catalyst for necessary changes in our sport and our nation. Today and every day, baseball demonstrates a powerful, unified tribute to Jackie's legacy on and off the field. Log on to JackieRobinson.org or MLB.com/42 to learn more. We want to thank our White Claw pregame concert performer, Corso Quinn. Great job, Forrest. Enjoy listening to your music. Great job. Join us every Saturday for live music for our White Claw pregame concert series from 4:30 to 5:30. Plus, fans 21 and older can enjoy $2 off a White Claw until first pitch. To the next time Forrest Coulter can join us for our White Claw pregame concert. Great job, Forrest. Fans, also welcome to our State Farm Family Saturday, presented by Anthony Fallon and London Fallon, State Farm agents. State Farm agents Anthony and London Fallon have convenient locations in Augusta and North Augusta. Like good neighbors, they are there to help life go right. Make sure you enter for the chance to be selected for tonight's Diamond Dig, presented by Boyd and Green. Four fans will have a chance to dig for a diamond and win a great grand prize from Boyd & Green. Then return August 31st for the chance to win the grand prize. Scan the QR code on the video board or stop by the Boyd & Green concourse table to enter now. And we want to welcome you to Riverside Village, a live, work, and play ball atmosphere located on the banks of the Savannah River. It is quickly becoming one of the most popular entertainment destinations in the CSRA. The village features delicious dining at Brinkley's Chop House, Rio Cantina, and Southbound Smokehouse. The clubhouse at Riverside Village and Ironwood Apartments provide great living options on the banks of the Savannah River. And the Swank Company is a trendy women's boutique, bringing the best fast fashion to the CSRA and nation. Shopping Swank is where you will find the latest clothing items, shoes, jewelry, accessories, gifts, and more. Learn more at RiversideVillageSC.com. Fans, SRP Park is now a cashless facility, joining 29 of 30 MLB teams and countless other facilities in an effort to improve the fan experience for concessions, team store, and other operations during Green Jackets games. All major credit and debit cards and digital payments such as Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay are accepted at all Green Jackets concession stands. The High Pro Shop, parking decks, and the Augusta University Health Kids Zone out behind center field. Fans are able to convert cash to a loaded value onto their game ticket and use that at the concession stands.
Team store,
and other Green Jackets points of sale. If you need to convert cash, please head to guest services near the main gates or the advanced ticket window inside the team store to do so. Green Jackets staff is also on hand and ready to assist with any questions regarding this policy. Fans, in order to provide a welcoming experience for all the Augusta Green Jackets fans, they have implemented a fan code of conduct out of respect for fellow guests, players, coaches, and ballpark staff. Please refrain from using foul language, behaving in a manner that is disruptive or unruly, interfering with play, and trespassing on the field. To read the Green Jackets full fan code of conduct, please visit greenjacketsbaseball.com. Pets, balls, and flying objects may leave the playing field at any time. For your own safety, please make sure to pay attention to the action on the field at all times. If you need medical attention at any time, find a Green Jacket step-up or visit the South Star Ambulance First Aid Station located by the Back Nine Grill on the third base side. Smoking is prohibited throughout the City Bowl of SRP Park. If you wish to smoke, please exit the City Bowl and go to the designated smoking area located by the Budweiser Back Nine Bar and Lounge, also down the third base line. Have a question? Want to learn more about the 2023 Green Jacket season? All of your questions can be answered at the SRP Park Guest Services booth, located right next to the Main Street Gate. Head over there, check out upcoming Green Jackets events, or just stop in to say hello. SRP Park is an entertainment destination that is available year-round for you and your company to host an outing. Whether it's a holiday party, lunch meeting, softball game, banquet hall, or anything in between, SRP Park will have your guests raving about the event for months after. The SRP Park is built for you. To learn more about event spaces and availability, visit thesrppark.com today. Make sure to show your digital game ticket at your next visit to the pizza joint to receive free garlic knots for the purchase of a small, medium, or large pizza. Mary Maids never drops a ball like cleaning your home. Let the team at Mary Maids help with that never-ending to-do list. Contact them today to request a free cleaning estimate. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. And fans, make sure to stop by at our concession stand to enjoy some ice-cold Coca-Cola products. What goes together better than an ice-cold Coke and ball game? Coca-Cola, make every drop count. Fans, did you know you can order your food right from your seat when you use the Green Jackets mobile ordering platform? Scan the Augusta to Go QR code on the board or download the MILB First Pitch app. Select your seating location and order your food and drinks. You can pick up your order right at the concession stand you ordered from. Skip the line and order online. Verdant Landscaping Incorporated is Augusta's number one landscape design company and proud partner of the Augusta Green Jackets. Enjoy our work at the rooftop terrace and call us for all your outdoor needs.
All right, baby girl. Remember, keep rocking the ball and give it all you got.
Holy cow.
Say that one more time. Give it a rip, buddy.
Gonna be rich.
Oh, man. You sure can do some damage.
She sure can.
Wait. Come and fix that, right?
We'll get you taken care of.
Man.
Pet Respiratory Services has been helping the CSRA relax and breathe easier for over 20 years. Pet Respiratory Services continues to be family-owned and operated in our new office just off Washington Road in Martinez. We have all your home medical equipment needs, and our team of experienced healthcare professionals are here to help you 24 hours a day for equipment emergencies. When your family needs home medical equipment, turn to our family. Call us, relax, and breathe easier with Pet Respiratory Services.
Twin Peaks joins the Thirsty Thursday lineup this year when you're not enjoying drink specials at SRP Park. Stop by Twin Peaks off Robert C. Daniels Parkway. They're always cold baths and great food. Never miss the action to catch your favorite team on one of their many TVs in the lodge. Twin Peaks Augusta offers takeout and delivery options. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views.
During the off-season, the Green Jackets partnered with B&B Decorative Concrete to update the upper level walkway and seats floors, providing you fresh look. Transform tough surfaces into beautiful works of art with B&B Decorative Concrete in Augusta, Georgia. Their expertise in concrete decoration turns kitchens, offices, sidewalks, pool sides, and curbs into eye-catching features. Contact B&B Decorative Concrete today for a free quote. You're ready to transform your concrete from drab to fab. The Ironwood Apartment Homes offer 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes in any lifestyle. With a wide range of unmatched amenities, the Ironwood provides unparalleled luxury by the river. Our apartment homes feature stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, wood-style flooring, and washers and dryers. Select homes have gorgeous river or pool views. The amenities at the Ironwood will make you never want to leave. Enjoy our resort-style saltwater pool with wet bar, dog salon, package lockers, weekly on-site fitness classes, a state-of-the-art 24/7 fitness center, and a community bike share. Visit theironwoodapartments.com today. The Ironwood Apartments.
Georgia 811, a proud supporter of the Augusta Green Jackets, wants to remind all fans to contact 811 before they dig. Whether you're a homeowner, contractor, or landscaper, always contact 811 before you dig. So underground utility lines can be marked, and you can prevent utility damage, service interruptions, and injuries. The service is free and available at georgia811.com, or simply call 811. And now, we're going to send it down to Katie, down on the field. Katie?
Here today, we have our top jackets we recognize from different departments. Each home stand for their hard work. This is home stand number one, and they sure have been doing an awesome job keeping us going all week long. You know what? We got 10 more weeks of this coming up this summer. So we want to start our top jackets presented by ADP. We are going to recognize our food and beverage game day staff member, Michonne Diggs. Michonne joined the food and beverage team during the day to help prep the warehouse and concourse stands for everything they need during the game so you guys can stay hydrated, get that food you like, all kinds of good stuff. He does a great job. He's always willing to help out wherever needed, and he's friendly and a reliable employee. So let's hear it for Sean. When he comes back tomorrow, we'll give him a big round of applause ourselves for helping.
right, thank you, Katie. And thank you very much for our game day staff. They do a tremendous job. I want to thank all of our ushers as well. Everyone in food operations and food service, thank you for doing what you do and keeping SRP Park the best ballpark in America. That's the newly renovated and centrally located Holiday Inn Express and Suites. Augusta West offers everything you need to make your stay a great one.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly. Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show here as we get set for game 5 of 6 in this series, the Augusta Green Jackets hosting the Down East Wood Ducks. It means it's time for our Phoenix Printing pregame player feature. And for the first time this season, we speak with J.R. Ritchie. J.R., first and foremost, welcome back to Augusta.
Yeah,
welcome to Augusta.
Thank you. I love being here this time of year. I mean, right around the Masters, there's a lot of people in town. It's a really cool atmosphere.
Now, as far as minor league affiliates go, you couldn't be that much further away from where you grew up. So, Bainbridge Island, Washington. Not a lot of people know about it. What was it like growing up there? And more importantly, where is it?
Really, it's its own bubble. I mean, it's just an island in the Puget Sound up in the Pacific Northwest. It's a ferry ride away from Seattle. Whenever people ask where I'm from, I say, you know, the ferry in Seattle? And they say, oh, yeah, that. I'm like, yeah, that takes you to where I live. You know, I mean, it's close to the action, but I mean, like I said, it's its own little bubble. There's not a lot of action going on. There's two ways on and off. One's the ferry, the other's a highway, and it's a pretty small highway. But yeah, no, it's Pacific Northwest up in that area.
What was it like growing up there from a baseball perspective?
Well, considering it rains about 8 months of the year, makes it a little bit difficult to get outside at times. So I was fortunate enough to have access to indoor facilities and cages to lift and throw in. But I mean, those 4 months of the year, it's absolutely beautiful. I think there's a lot of good ball players that come from that area, and it just goes overlooked a lot of times just because of the weather.
And you grew up in sort of an interesting era as far as baseball in Seattle goes. You know, you got the tail end of the Ichiro era, and then now you have the sort of resurgent Mariners organization. Did you grow up a Mariners fan or more of a baseball fan in general?
Probably more of a baseball fan in general. I mean, it's hard to root for a team that is going to miss the playoffs every year, and you know it, no matter how close they are at the end. You know, it was always just, oh, the Mariners aren't going to make it. Like, you just kind of knew it. But I mean, the last couple years, it's really changed. I mean, they've gotten a real shot. They made it last year, which is really cool. And, you know, it honestly brought a spark back to Seattle. And I think that's what Seattle really needed.
And it's a very cool ballpark out there as well. When it came to your experience, obviously you're drafted out of high school. Was it a college commitment at something that was on the table at one point? Or did you have a good idea that you wanted to sign if you were drafted?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I was committed to UCLA, and honestly, like, I went to the draft and I didn't know I was going to sign until there was like 5 seconds left on the Braves pick. They called me pretty late into their pick and were kind of like, hey, like, Braves are offering you X amount. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Like, I'll sign. And it was a very spur of the moment thing. I mean, for me, like, I really wanted to go to UCLA. I loved it. I loved the coaching staff. What Coach Savage is doing there right now is really special. He's just pumping out pitcher after pitcher. And I really thought that I could get better there after 2 to 3 years. But I mean, it was really just fit for me with the major league team. And, you know, the Braves came along, and honestly, they were the top of my board going into it. I mean, they're just so incredible at developing pitchers, and you see it now with the big league staff they have right now. But But no, it was very spur-of-the-moment thing, but grades are always at the top of the list for me.
Development is an aspect that I think a lot of folks have talked about, and especially the development of young arms. You look at the Braves, who they've started so far in the first 3 weeks of the season, and it's a lot of guys who, you know, 2 years ago were on this Augusta Green Jackets opening day roster, or who played, you know, in single A, you know, 18 months ago, seeing the young arms in the system, the Dodds, the Schusters, et cetera. Does that make you, you know, extra pleased with where you landed and knowing that the road to the show, I guess, is different when you're a pitcher in the Braves organization?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, the Braves are just phenomenal about developing pitching, and there's so many great, talented arms in this system. I mean, it definitely is a very, very cool feeling, and something that I can brag about to a lot of my buddies in different organizations that, hey, like, I'm in the Braves system, and they, I mean, everyone knew, like, oh, the Braves got so-and-so, yeah, he'll be good, just because they know how they develop players.
When it comes to what you personally are working with, what are you throwing this year pitch-wise, and are there any areas that you're looking to, I guess, build upon in, over the course of this season?
Yeah, I'm a four-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup guy. This year I'm really just focusing on attacking the zone, getting ahead of counts, race to 0-2 as fast as I can. If I'm able to land my off-speed for strikes, throw my fastball for strikes early on, I feel like it's going to set me up for a lot of success.
Looking at the Augusta rotation right now, only in like the first full week of the season, just because of the rain delays and all of that, as you hear that, we're getting some horizontal rain right now, so you're sort of in your element. But our Thursday, Friday, Saturday starters this week, in theory, without rain, Spencer Schwellenbach, a top 10 prospect, Owen Murphy, a top 10 prospect, and then yourself, a top 10 prospect. I know you probably don't read too much into the numbers, but does it help having guys who were drafted around the same time sort of also carry that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's something that
as we step inside from a gale all of a sudden.
Yeah, but like I was saying, you know, it's really helpful to have guys who are really talented, hardworking pitchers on the same staff as you, because, I mean, it really pushes you every day. I mean, you get into the stadium, you start playing catch, and you're competing with each other every day, day in, day out, in the weight room, on the field, in different aspects, ping pong even. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a really good atmosphere.
Yeah, I saw one of those heated ping pong battles as well a few minutes before this interview, but you know, so you signed last spring, or last summer rather, after the draft, and more people coming in to escape the rain here. But you signed last spring or summer after the draft, and you move away from home for the first time. What was the transition like for you after signing?
Yeah, it's tough. I've never been on the road by myself before. I've always had someone with me, and I think my parents have done a really, really good job of helping me kind of make that adjustment, coming down to see me every little bit, and, you know, making sure that I always have somebody that I close by that I can reach out to, which has really been a huge help. But like I said, like throughout high school, I never really had to go through any of that. So it's definitely been an adjustment, but I mean, once you kind of get into a routine and settle down a little bit, it makes it a lot easier.
When it comes to your family, where is a sporting family to begin with, or are you sort of the outlier?
No, I have a really athletic family. My mom's uncle played in the NBA for a handful of years. My mom skied at UW, at University of Washington, I should say. and then my dad's dad played tennis at Washington. My dad played tennis at Washington State. So the line definitely goes back, and athletics definitely come from a more athletic family.
So you've got Washington State and UW parents. Who do you root for of those two, or do you even have a preference? It's a pretty big rivalry, right? Is it the Apple Cup?
Yep. No, that's
out of nowhere, but yeah.
That's one of the more fun football games that I've ever been to. But I mean, honestly, my dad's a little bit of a traitor. He roots for the Huskies. And it kind of, I used to root for the Cougars when I was younger, just to kind of tick my parents off. But that was just me being a little kid. But now it's just, I just root for a good game every year.
Just extended their head coach, by the way, this last offseason for UW. Last thing for you, Seattle kid, or Seattle kid-ish, Bay Ridge Island kid, you go with Nirvana as your walkout song. What was the thought process going into that?
You know, my dad always listened to Nirvana. And I mean, quite honestly, I was kind of bouncing around from year to year throughout high school. And then this last year, and I'd heard it just, I think it was playing on the radio. I was like, gosh, this would be a really good walkout song. And I tried it one time, and sure enough, it worked out pretty well. So I stuck with it.
Fair enough. Well, we're looking forward to hearing it Saturday night. Tonight, as this airs, will be the first time we hear it this year at SRP Park. But oh, actually, JR. So no periods between the J and the R. Is your name, given name, JR?
No, my given name is Ian. My dad's name is Ian as well. I'm a junior, so I've always just gone by JR, short for junior. Just so there's no miscommunication between my mom and me and my dad. So,
well, fair enough. The more you know. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Nathan.
Back with more in a few short moments. This is the Tax Slayer pregame show on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
SRP Park is the location for tonight's game between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Down East Wood Ducks. The Green Jackets looking to build on some strong pitching performances and hopefully try to awaken their bats a little bit as they look to snap a four-game losing skid, all at home and all to the Down East Wood Ducks. To help them out, they will turn to the number three overall prospect in the Braves organization, last year's 35th overall pick, Bainbridge Island, Washington native J.R. Ritchie. He makes his season debut tonight as he's on the mound right now, throwing down to Dawson Diamond last night. In the doubleheader, the Green Jackets got great starting performances from both Spencer Schwellenbach and Owen Murphy. That means this weekend rotation for the Green Jackets, what will normally be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday rotation, will feature the 7th, 3rd, and 2nd overall prospects in the Braves organization. But unfortunately, despite Murphy's 4 innings of scoreless ball with 6 strikeouts, the Green Jackets couldn't muster a run. In the 4 losses so far this series, the Green Jackets have scored just 9 times. For comparison, the Green Jackets scored 9 runs in their opening day game. So they have been slightly limited, as you get a listen to Nirvana, which you might have heard as on the Tax Slayer pregame show. You might have heard that J.R. Ritchie, the Seattle native, likes to represent his hometown in that fashion. So Ritchie on the mound today with Dawson Diamond catching him behind the dish. Francisco Floyd is at third for the Green Jackets. Ambioris Tavares at short. Luis Moreno at second. And Justin Janis at first. The outfield for Augusta: Ethan Werkinger in left, Tyler Collins in center, and Jeremy Celedonio in right. DHing tonight is Andrew Keck, looking for his first hit of the season. Top three due up for Down East, Cam Colley, Anthony Gutierrez, and Jason Morobel. Colley, 3-for-22 on the season, and the only hit of his that was not a single was an inside-the-park home run all the way back on Tuesday night when Werkinger and Celedonio collided. Colley, the slender righty, looks down at Richie, working from the windup. The first pitch, breaking ball, is up and away, taken for a ball. Colley, 8 strikeouts this season. The 1-0. Fastball misses away, 2-0. It is Jackie Robinson Day as well, all across the baseball world. The 2-0 misses outside, 3-0. And we will certainly have some more Jackie Robinson mentions throughout the course of this broadcast. The 3-0 pitch, right down the middle with a fastball, 3-1. Colley does have good speed, and the Wood Ducks utilize it frequently. The 3-1 pitch, popped up foul and out of play, back and over our head. So the count is full on the leadoff hitter, Colley, who looks down at Richie. The 3-2, lifted off the end of the bat into center field. Collins gives chase. He stops about 10 feet shy of the warning track and makes the catch in the right center field alley. And there's one away. Good work there by Richie to battle back from being down 3-0. And it is to be expected, by the way, just like with last night's starting pitcher Owen Murphy, Richie's still a teenager, 19 years of age. It does take a little bit of time to get readjusted, especially in the first start of the year. First pitch, breaking ball in on the inside corner for a strike to Gutierrez. Gutierrez has been raking so far this year, 6-for-16, that's .375. He's down in the count 0-1. The pitch, another breaking ball, had him off step as he swung in front of it, 0-2. Gutierrez, also one of a couple of players to be caught stealing multiple times this year. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Back-to-back-to-back off-speed pitches for J.R. Richie, and he records his first strikeout of the season. And Jason Morobel, who's had some interesting numbers so far this week, steps in. First lefty that Richie will face today. There are 4 in this lineup, and he goes to a breaking ball and gets the outside corner. This Down East lineup is going to cause some real problems in the Carolina League this year because they could, in theory, field a lineup of 7 lefties, which is twice as many as the Green Jackets carry between their pitching staff and their outfield players. They have 3 lefties on the bench and 4 in the starting lineup today. 1-1 on Morbell. The pitch is a little bit low there. Tried the fastball down and in. Morbell 2-for-16, but with 6 walks to 5 strikeouts on this young season. No one aboard, 2 away, top of the first. The 2-1 fastball pops into Diamond's mitt for a strike. It just sounds so good coming into the glove. The 2-2 fouled off. He was out in front of a breaking ball and was able to hold up, and it's a painful one for Morbell as it got the underside of the kneecap, and that's an area that will always be sore. Good work by the home plate umpire to just go out to the mound and ask the dugout for a ball, give Morbell enough time to walk it off, potentially, as the umpire now inspects the rosin bag that was thrown out from the dugout. Speaking of thrown out, last night, this umpiring crew did serve the first ejection that we've seen this year, something that will hopefully not be replicated too often. It is Shane Sullivan as the 2-2 pitch is fanned on and missed. And Richie strikes out a pair to conclude the first inning. 3 up, 3 down, no score. Green Jackets coming up in the bottom of the first as J.R. Richie hits 96 miles an hour with his fastball in the first inning. Some very encouraging signs for the number 3 overall prospect. We'll be back in a flash from SRP Park. No score, bottom one.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the first here, Green Jackets coming up to the plate as stepping on to the mound for the second time this series is Adrian Rodriguez. This is a scheduled bullpen game for Down East to only carry four starters on their roster at this current time. Collins, the lefty, looks in and takes this pitch to left field. Going back on it is the left fielder Blackman and makes the running catch on the wall. He runs into the LED out in left center field. Collins, the lefty, did a good job of going to the opposite field and nearly beat the shift. But it ends up as an F7. And that'll bring up Ambioris Tavares. 2-for-12 this series, 6 strikeouts, also a stolen base and a walk. Rodriguez on the mound throws absolute gas. And this first pitch fastball misses low and away. The other night, he peaked at 99.5 miles an hour. Pitched 3 innings already this season. The 1-0 is grounded off the end of the bat and threw off the first base bag and into right field. Tavares takes the turn at first. He's digging for second. The throw is coming in. It is in time, and he gets cut down at second, trying to stretch a single into a double. And for the second time in as many games, Tavares is the victim of a really close call on a bang-bang play. And once again, this game is starting off on a tense note between the coaching staff and umpire, as Cody Gabella is coming out already to talk with Shane Sullivan, who nearly rung him up last night, who did toss Connor Nairn last night. Ambioris Tavares is someone who's thought of as having an incredibly calm demeanor, and when he reacts so viscerally to a call, it is more likely that there was a case that he might have been safe there. It was certainly a bang-bang play. It'll go down as a single and a 9-6 put out as he tried to stretch it to 2. As Jeremy Celedonio takes ball 1. Celedonio will give you his numbers in the season in a second, because they are extraordinary for a number of reasons right now. Up in the count 0-1 with no score, bottom of the first. Change up, drops in for a strike, 1-1. On the year, Celedonio, in this series, he's 3-for-11, but he has a mammoth home run, and he struck out 7 times. When he puts the ball in play, he does not get out, as he swings underneath a fastball here, strike 2. 2 home runs on the season, hitting .286. But if he's not striking out, he's putting the ball in play, and it's productive. The 1-2 fastball right down the middle called third strike. The Green Jackets get a hit, but Tavares is thrown out at second on a bang-bang play. To the top of the second we go, Richie coming back to the mound. Back in a flash on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Top of the second inning coming up from SRP Park here in North Augusta, South Carolina. Green Jackets get a hit in the bottom of the first. Didn't get a chance to check the replay there, and it was inconclusive. Just wasn't a camera angle close enough to get a better look at it than both the third base coach or the umpire at first base could have had. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 due up here in the top of the second for the Down East Wood Ducks. If you're watching along on Bally Live or MILB TV, you're probably getting a look at these Wood Ducks jerseys. They are green with orange numbers and piping. Richie delivers a first pitch, off-speed pitch for a strike to Tucker Mitchell, 5-for-7 on the season. This is just his third game. It is a tough, tough color scheme for Down East. The 0-1. Breaking ball is lifted into center field. Collins started in, and now he backs onto it. It's still sailing, and he reaches up and makes the catch while running towards the warning track. So two flyouts to center field and two strikeouts so far for Down East players against J.R. Richie. The Green Jackets are wearing their home whites with the green numbers and trim and the green hats today. Figueroa, the lefty, steps in and takes a changeup low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Figueroa, 4-for-16 on the season, with two doubles and three walks in that time as well. The lefty looks in and swings underneath a fastball, tipped it into the mitt of Dawson Diamond, 1-1. Third base coach is the manager, Carlos Maldonado. They've been changing up who's at first. Believe it is possibly Ruben Sosa out there right now. The 1-1 inside. The fastball, 2-1. J.R. Richie on the mound. An incredible stat about him is he lost one game in his entire high school career, and it came his freshman year. The count evens up at 2-2. I believe his dad, Ian, is in attendance tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Called third strike on the outside corner. A breaking ball and a beauty for the third strikeout in the first five batters of J.R. Richie's season. He goes fastball inside, and the breaking ball. If he's locating it like that, good luck. As Miguel Villarroel steps up to bat. Villarroel looks at a first pitch breaking ball more or less in the same position as the one that was just called for a strike, and it's taken for a ball. Villarroel leads this team and runs batted in as he grounds this one foul. It hits inside the batter's box.
We want biscuits. We want biscuits.
Richie's dad, Ian, is here. And JR, as you might have heard on the interview before the game, his given name, his birth name, is also Ian. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Had him out in front of the breaking ball.
We want biscuits. We want biscuits.
He goes by JR as in Junior to save his mom the confusion. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. It's four strikeouts in six batters for JR Ritchie as he is cooking with gas, but he's got the off-speed stuff working beautifully. Six up, six down for the number three overall prospect. To the bottom of the first, the bottom of the second we go on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the second inning here, and we've got a pitching change. You mentioned this is something of a bullpen game for the Downeast Wood Ducks, and as such, they're bringing in a pitcher who was projected to potentially start today, the 6'5", Austining, New York native, Aiden Curry. Curry is a lanky figure on the mound, a mound which right now is cut half in shadow and half in sun. By the time his lead left leg is planted, it will be in the shadow, but his stretch right now is in the sun. Janis steps into the box and takes the first pitch down in for a ball. Curry out of Fordham Prep in New York City. They appeal to first on a check swing, and they say Janis went around. Tough angle on a lefty for a first base umpire. Of course, there's only two umpires at this level. The 1-1. Janis lines it through into left center field for a base hit. It could find the alley. It's cut off well by the center fielder, and Janis has to go back to first. It's a very solid contact for Janis as leaping and unable to get to it was Colley. And the Green Jackets have the leadoff runner on. And that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger. 2-for-13 on the series with two runs batted in. Both of those came in the first game of the series. Werkinger takes a fastball for a strike. Janis takes a three-step lead off of first. No score here, bottom of the second inning. Werkinger fouls this one off. And it's 0-2. It's been six up, six down for J.R. Ritchie, getting his season debut tonight at SRP Park. The Green Jackets looking to snap a four-game home losing skid on Jackie Robinson Day. The 0-2, raking ball waste pitch in the dirt, taken for a ball. Infield at double play depth, off the line by a considerable amount, is the third baseman, Figueroa. As Werkinger grounds one foul in that direction, gets all the way towards the Green Jackets' bullpen. Picking it up is Tyree Thompson. Curry on the mound out of Austining, New York, which is about 15 minutes north of Yonkers, where Fordham Prep is situated. The 1-2, check swing. They appeal up the middle, and this time he held up. So it evens up at 2-2. Janis hasn't looked like running so far. Count even at 2, no one away. The pitch tipped with a breaking ball. Good patience there by Werkinger and good pitch recognition as well. I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but I had a chance to sit down with him basically for 10 minutes. We were just sort of hanging out the other day and talking about different approaches to hitting. He's a fastball hitter first and foremost, and it's helped him pick up breaking balls better too. The 2-2 fastball line into right field for a base hit. Janis had to hold up so not to get hit with that line drive, but the Green Jackets have a pair of singles to start off the second inning. And there's no one out with two aboard for Andrew Keck, who has, in my opinion, one of the catchier walk-up songs on the team. Werkinger was talking about how you sit fastball every time as a hitter, especially a power hitter, which he considers himself to be, and has shown so far this year as Keck fans on a breaking ball 0-1. But he sits fastball. You're able to adjust easier to breaking balls when you're thinking that you're going to get something faster. And that time he fought off a couple breaking balls, got the fastball he was looking for, and took it for a base hit. The 0-1 breaking ball gets the front corner of the plate. 0-2. Keck at the plate. Dawson Diamond on deck. Francisco Floyd in the hole. And Luis Moreno, should the inning extend that long, would be the next due up. Two aboard and no one out. The 0-2. Fastball on the outside corner called third strike. It is a three-pitch strikeout for Curry, who recovers after those opening two singles and gets the first out of the inning. Now Dawson Diamond, who doubled in his first game of the season the other day, didn't have the same fortunes yesterday evening, although he did make some loud contact. He flew out to the left center field wall, another foot, and he would have had a home run as time is called and granted at the very last moment. Diamond, the California native, product of Lancaster, California, not too far from Los Angeles. Big lead now for Janis off of second as Diamond takes the first pitch fastball for a ball. Tomorrow afternoon's season, rather series finale, excuse me, is a 135 first pitch. Very excited about that one. The 1-0. Flown off the end of the bat into shallow center field. It is dropped, but the infield fly rule is in effect. Janis is going to take third, and now he's trying to score, and Curry drops the ball. Janis scores, and advancing to second base is the initial base runner at first, Werkinger. The batter, Diamond, is called out on the infield fly rule, but very alert base running there by Janis to score from second on that dropped ball. Remember, the infield fly rule just means the batter is out. If you don't make the catch, it does become a live ball. You can let it drop, and that's totally fine. But once you touch it, it is a live ball and in play. And it'll be the second error of the season on Colley as well. You do not see that every day. We've seen some wacky scoring plays here in the first week of the season, but it's a 1-0 Green Jackets lead after all of that, as Francisco Floyd steps to the dish and fouls the first pitch high out of play. We're going to have to see how the official scorers put that one into the book and how it comes through New York to really get this one into perspective. But Werkinger is on second now with the Green Jackets up 1-0 as Floyd looks at a ball in the dirt. I believe it will end up, we could have two errors on that play too, both the dropped catch and Curry fumbling the ball by the Green Jackets dugout. But we shall see. The 1-1. Fastball outside, 2-1. Janis led off the inning with a single. Werkinger followed him with a single. And Keck struck out looking before Diamond put the ball in play that led to that run. When you put balls in play, good things happen. The 2-1 to Floyd. Check swing and a miss. Floyd had about a month of action here in Augusta at the end of last season. Hit around 250. And the count evens up at two with a runner on second and two away. The pitch is lined into right center field. It's dropping fast. It's in for a base hit. Workinger will score comfortably as the throw comes in to the catcher. And the throw going all the way home allows Floyd to head to second base with his first RBI of the season. And the Green Jackets double their lead. Floyd does the bow and arrow and gets the dugout excited here as for the second, make it the third straight game. Augusta scores first. First extra base hit of the season as well for Floyd. Workinger scoring. So both of the men who singled leading off this inning cross the plate. 2-0 Green Jackets, bottom of inning number two. Moreno looks at ball one. Moreno 0 for 6 so far in his brief career at single A. 5 strikeouts in that span as well. Floyd dancing off of second. He has excellent speed. He is one of, if not the fastest man on this team. The 1-0 in for a strike, 1-1. Infield back, the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball laid off, it's 2-1. Offense has been in short supply in the last couple of days for the Green Jackets. I mentioned they've only had 9 runs in this series prior to this game, where they've got 2 in the first inning and 2/3, and threatening for more. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, Moreno underneath a fastball that time, 2-2. We do have the official scoring on the scoring play, and it is a weird one, so we'll wait until we have a little bit more time to give it to you. With Luis Moreno in a 2-2 count with two away. The pitch low and away. So it is a pop-out for Dawson Diamond to the shortstop, Cam Colley, on the infield fly rule. Janis scores on a fielding error and a throwing error to Cam Colley. So it is a two-base error, or rather two different errors, one fielding, one throwing on Colley. Give him 3 on the year now. The 3-2 pitch, line to short. It's going to be fielded by Colley behind the runner. The throw is just in time as Moreno nearly was able to beat that one out for his first hit of the season. But the Green Jackets get 3 hits and score a pair of runs courtesy of Francisco Floyd, Janis, and Workinger to the top of the third, where J.R. Ritchie will look to continue his hot start. We'll be back. It's 2-0 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Pull me out of this.
Yeah.
top of inning number 3. Turned the wrong dial there on the on our mixing board. My mistake. Top of inning number 3 as it's 2-0 Green Jackets. 1-0 is the count as swinging underneath is JoJo Blackman. Blackman 1-for-14 on the season with 8 strikeouts, but he did drive in a pair, which ended up being the winning runs, with a double that did not get out of the infield. As he fouls this one off, it's 1-2. The infield was playing in with a tie game and runners on second and third, and he hit a looping grounder that just snuck outside of the, or rather inside of the foul line at the third base bag the other day. Trying to avoid becoming the 5th strikeout victim of J.R. Richie so far in this one. Through 2 full innings, Richie's been dealing. Can he deal again? The 1-2 pitch is bounced in there with a changeup. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Richie's breaking ball has been tormenting these Wood Ducks so far. It is the 5th strikeout of the game for the Bainbridge Island native. 7 up, 7 down. He has been ruthless and efficient, and now he has Abby Ortiz. First pitch breaking ball misses away. For the 2nd straight day, the radar gun, rather, the system that connects the radar gun and the Hawkeye systems to the place where you can read them is broken. It is not affecting just our stadium, but others. So we don't have precise velocity, but we do have word that he is sitting between 94 and 96 with his fastball. The 1-1, right down the middle, 1-2. His secondary has been really, really effective, and it's been his go-to pitch. You mentioned to him in the pregame interview that we had, asked him for his goals, and he was to get to as many 2-strike counts as possible. The 1-2, fouled off. He wants to continue to attack and attack relentlessly. As this pitch is bounced in, the count goes full. So the count goes full. One away in the top of the 3rd with the infield shifted over for the lefty Ortiz. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 to the breaking ball again. And it's back-to-back strikeouts. He has struck out the last 4 batters and 6 of 7 now that he has faced since that first inning. And there are 2 away. Richie has been impeccable so far, and he gets Andres Mesa to swing over the top of the first pitch he sees. The 0-1, swing and a miss. He went to the well with the same breaking ball. This has been an incredible frame. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Richie strikes out the side, swinging. He has struck out 5 batters in a row. And we head to the bottom of the 3rd with the Green Jackets up 2-0. Just an incredible top of the 3rd for J.R. Richie. And we'll be back in a flash on Bally Live and the Green Jackets Radio Network with your score, Augusta 2, Down East 0.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no, and you see my lifestyle, I got G's in the double. See many people there outside where they feed man's.
Bottom of the third inning coming up here from SRP Park. Green Jackets on top, 2-0. I'm Nathan Strauss. Thanks for tuning in with whatever form you're watching this broadcast. Just taking a look at J.R. Ritchie's outing so far. Fly out to center field. Strike out, fly out to center field. Strike out looking. Strike out, strike out, strike out, strike out. That is 7 of 9 batters who fanned today. Already the high in strikeouts for any Green Jackets pitcher on the season. As Tyler Collins looks at a strike, Curry remains on the mound after giving up those two runs back in the bottom of the second. Collins slices this one foul. I believe that both runs will end up going as unearned because of the two errors committed by Colley. So 0-2 on Collins. The pitch, breaking ball, popped into shallow center field. The second baseman calls for it, and Mesa, the second baseman, makes the catch. There is action in the Green Jackets bullpen as Landon Harper is the one warming up. He went 3 innings 9 days ago, but has not pitched since because of the rain delay and the other interesting scheduling changes that have occurred. Ambioris Tavares steps in. The 1-0 misses low. Looks like I got a good portion of the zone. So it is 2-0 on Tavares, who singled and then was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. The 2-0, swing and a miss, big cut there by Tavares. Got a chance to watch batting practice today. It is a beautiful, sunny day here. Temperatures in the high 70s. The 2-1, breaking ball, grounded softly off the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play. Colley fields it on a couple of hops and makes the play in time. It sped up a little bit once it got onto the grass, and a good throw, a good accurate throw from Colley. Retires Tavares. First two batters go in the bottom of the third. And that'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio, who struck out looking back in the first. Celedonio, first pitch swinging, and he misses 0-1, breaking ball. Many thanks to those of you, by the way, who tune in as well, whether you're a family member, a fan, a scout, a prospect writer, for example. Appreciate folks who spend part of their day watching or listening to minor league baseball. Looking at a strike here is Celedonio, 1-2. And of course, for putting up with my voice as well. Sometimes that's just part of the bargain. The 1-2. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Again, still feeling very lucky to be here calling games for the Green Jackets. In this young, nascent season, the Jackets trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. 1-2 to Celedonio, right down the middle. He takes it, and he strikes out looking for the second time today on a breaking ball that gets a ton of the zone. So the Green Jackets go in order, and it is 2-0 Augusta as we head to the top of the fourth. We're going to be joined by Garrett Spain at Braves MILB on Twitter, one of the foremost prospect experts on this Atlanta Braves farm system when we come back. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network or watching on Bally Live.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the fourth inning, and we do indeed have a pitching change. J.R. Richie's stellar debut on the season comes to a conclusion. He was flawless as we get you his final line. Three innings pitched, no hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. As replacing him is Landon Harper. Hayden Harris pitched last night. Landon Harper making his second outing of the season and firing in a strike as the count goes to 1-1. Green Jackets up 2-0. Top of the fourth. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Colley, who flew out back in the first inning, calls time here to disrupt the early rhythm of Landon Harper. The pitch fouled off. Harper did strike out two batters in that season opening outing, picked in the 14th round. Started off his career at Pearl River Community College and then transferred to Southern Mississippi. The 1-2, low and away with a fastball. Harper was the last of the 2022 Braves draft picks to sign, but the Braves were able to do something absolutely remarkable in today's day and age. They were able to sign every draft pick. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. As Colley goes down via the K. The Braves picked 22 times in last year's draft as a result of a trade that sent some prospects to Kansas City. They were able to acquire a CB pick that became Richie as a ball comes onto the field down and left, thrown by a fan from the berm, I think inadvertently. There are a lot of kids who like to have catch out there. So Gutierrez at the bat. Struck out his first time up, and he will look at a ball in the dirt. Green Jackets got two in the bottom of the third. That's been the extent of the scoring so far in this one. The 1-0 is on the outside corner for a strike with a fastball. Harper had 12 saves in his final year of college as this one is fouled off. Comes back and hits the youngster Gutierrez in the hand. I say youngster to talk about Gutierrez because he is a real youngster. November of 2004, he is the second youngest player in the league. The 1-2 grounded off the end of the bat over the glove of the pitcher. Tavares, the shortstop, fires on to first in time for the out. And there are two away. That is something that will be learned in time, but modern teaching suggests that for most ground balls, pitchers should try to avoid getting their glove on it. Because the odds of it taking a deflection are a lot worse than the odds of one of your middle infielders making the play. But great effort to nearly get a glove on it that time from Harper. Doesn't end up mattering as it's a 6-3 ground out. And Morabell looks at ball one. The 1-0, check swing, but it sank on him and it's 2-0. Keeping an eye on Morabell as he fires fouled one off his knee, and he fouls another one here off the umpire's foot. So the count is 2-1. No one on and two away in the top of inning number four. Bottom of the fourth, we'll have Garrett Spain, who was a little bit late arriving due to an accident on I-20, as, again, fouling a ball off his knee is Morabell. It is a almost sold-out ballpark here. The fans are enjoying this delightful weather. I was joking with some of the players and some of the natives of the South, of which I am not. I'm from Boston, but the natives of the South about this weather, saying this is like the best day that we'll get in a Boston summer, and we are here in the second week of April, or I guess the start of the third week of April. This pitch is lifted to right center field. Going over on it is the right fielder, Celedonio. In the shadow of the picnic deck, he makes the catch. So it is another 1-2-3 inning for the Down East Wood Ducks, and we head to the bottom of the fourth, where the Green Jackets will send up 4, 5, and 6. It is 2-0. Green Jackets on top. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network or following along on Bally Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Bottom of the fourth here from Augusta, as the Green Jackets are up 2-0, and it is time to welcome our first guest of the season. Very excited to welcome on Garrett Spain, most notably known as @BravesMILB on Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Hope the traffic wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Unfortunately, only one person in this room knew what time the game started, so I was a bit late, but better late than never, and I heard J.R. Ritchie did quite a job today.
7 strikeouts, 3 innings of no-hit ball. Stepping in is Justin Janis. He takes a ball outside. Janis singled and scored back in the second. As far as, well, the 1-0 pitch is bounced up, or actually it hits him in the shin, and Janis will get hit by a pitch. He will take his base. As far as prospects go, and looking at the Braves minor league system, this Augusta team has more than its fair share of top 30 guys, especially in the rotation. Did that jump out at you when you were looking at the preseason rosters when they were revealed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we expected to an extent that this was going to be a very good team, and you're looking at, you know, 8, 9 guys in the rotation that can start, which is impressive.
First pitch is in on the inside corner to Werkinger for a strike.
Offensively, you know, you've got guys like Tyler Collins and Ambior Taveras at the top, who we were excited about this season, and so far Collins has been a menace out there on the base paths.
5 stolen bases, 2nd in the league. The 0-1 is grounded off the glove of the third baseman, and it gets all the way into shallow left field as Figueiredo gets eaten up by what should be a routine, potentially 5-4-3 double play. We will wait on the scoring there, but I think that's probably an E5.
Yeah, that very well could have been 2 for the Wood Ducks, but fortunately for Augusta, they are alive and have a pretty good rally going now.
We have a pitching visit here with the first runners aboard. These are the 2 runners, by the way, who reached via singles in the second inning, and both ended up scoring on a wacky, not quite Little League play, but it was an infield fly pop out that ended up being dropped. Janice from second scored on a fielding error and then a throwing error. So this is single-A baseball, right. And it happens sometimes. But Diamond, the player who put that ball in play, is on deck. Andrew Keck, who struck out looking the first time up, has a chance to make a real impact here. Nathan Strauss talking with Garrett Spain. How would you describe your position? Are you the prospects guru of...
I'm the minor league editor at Battery Power. And then I guess I'm just the...
First pitcher to Keck is popped into foul territory. Might be playable for the catcher as Collins, the catcher, sells out and dives nearly into the Green Jackets dugout trying to make the play. He cannot do so, but gotta love the effort.
Right, I mean, I got a lot of foul ground here, and you got a lot of ground to cover if you're a catcher out there. I would say for myself on Twitter, I'm the longtime prospect guy. I've been doing this on Twitter and with Battery Power since 2015, so I've seen pretty much all the guys that are at the major league level right now come through and have a lot of success.
Significantly longer than the Green Jackets have been the affiliate of the Braves, but it has been a fruitful partnership so far. 0-1 the count to Keck with two aboard, as a fastball fired into the outside corner for a strike.
Yeah, Keck is a guy I like, a guy who can hit the ball a little bit. Plays some catcher. It seems like he's been playing he hasn't been playing full-time behind the plate. They're splitting time with Nick Clarno back there, but he's a guy that is a fairly interesting guy overall.
0-2, grounded softly to third. It's going to be a real tough play. Figueroa throws on to first for one, but it's a productive ground out. More or less a sacrifice bunt in swing form, as both Janice and Workinger will advance to third and second, respectively. They have indeed given it as an E5 on Figueroa, that previous play. So it is the third error of this young game for the Wood Ducks, as Dawson Diamond steps up to the plate with two runners in scoring position here. Diamond and Clarno have split time behind the plate, and Diamond fouls the first pitch down the right field line. Keck has actually been playing right field, which, as I've talked to him about earlier today in the clubhouse, it's where he spent his entire junior year of college. He switched to catcher his senior year. But they've sort of been platooning him DH, right field. It's pretty rare to see a roster carrying three active catchers. 0-1 curveball is inside, 1-1. But Keck, you know, you followed him presumably during the draft last year. What was his profile like as a sort of mid-round pick?
I mean, he was not a lower bonus signing that isn't necessarily expected to be one of the top prospects in the system, but he is a player that fills a good role of a guy that can play in a lot of positions and has an interesting enough bat where you look at that and say, well, it's a guy you want playing every day, and it's worth a lower signing bonus pick to have this guy in the organization, because a lot of those guys can turn into bench guys down the road. I mean,
the 1-2 is just low for a ball. It evens up 2-2.
And a lot of those guys with defensive versatility who can hit, they go on to have longer careers as either in the minor leagues or in the major leagues as, you know, bench type players and guys you can really stick anywhere and get good performance from them.
2-2 the count, runners on second and third. The pitch to Diamond, that one's in for a strike. I thought the previous one might have been a strike as well, but this one is taken, and there are now two away. That's one of the nice things about minor league baseball that I think people don't always recognize, but whether you are a top prospect, whether you are a minimum signing bonus, undrafted free agent, there is value in whatever position you're playing, whatever role you're playing in an organization, because there are 120-plus spots to fill in affiliated ball alone, not even counting rookie ball and, you know, down in the complex or the Dominican Summer Leagues. There's value in everyone, top to bottom, whether you're an everyday player at one of those levels or someone who's on the development list. There's still value in it, as the 0-1 pitcher is outside to Floyd, who doubled his first time up.
Right, and I think you look at guys, there have been guys even recently in the system that have made a name for themselves. There's a catcher right now at AA, Javier Valdez, who was a low-round pick, didn't get a huge signing bonus, and he's come in and at every level he's hit well, and now he's starting to get a little bit more attention as a legitimate prospect. And so, you know, there's most of these guys have the talent. Not everybody. And 90% of these guys are never going to make it. But a lot of these guys are... Even the worst player on any minor league roster.
As Floyd takes a called third strike to retire the side.
Yeah, any player on any minor league roster, I mean, they're among the best, you know, few thousand players in the world. I mean, that's an impressive... They're all impressively good players.
We'll keep it here during the commercial break. One of the benefits about being on Bally Live and MILB TV, etc., as we talk some prospects here with Garrett Spain. Are you based out of Atlanta, the Atlanta area, full-time?
Right. I'm from Lawrenceville, so I'm maybe 10 minutes from Gwinnett Stadium. Don't get out there as much as I should, but I like to get up to Rome a few times a year. It's a bit more of a haul down here, but, you know, I'm hoping to get a few trips down here this year just with the amount of fantastic players on this roster. I was hoping to get in here in time to see Richie today, but didn't work out, so I guess I'll have to come back later and see him again.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly more trips to SRP Park is not something that most folks will complain about. When it comes to the Braves system as a whole, obviously, I think people knew when the pipeline ranking came out, people knew, and based on the contracts handed out the last couple of years by the front office, and obviously the championship's position of the Braves as a franchise right now, the prospect pool, aside from the arms in the system, is relatively thin compared to most. And right now, the organizations across the minor leagues are a combined 8-22. Now, minor league prospect pool strength does not always correlate perfectly with wins and losses at the minor league level. But do you think, as someone who, you know, interacts with a lot more Braves fans on the regular than I do you think that people are willing to sort of accept that trade-off of...
Oh, absolutely. I made a joke about it last night on Twitter about, you know, enjoy it at the major league level because we're suffering down here. It's been rough. And I had a bunch of people being like, I don't care. You know, they're winning the major league level. I'm good. And, I mean, that's the trade-off. I think a lot of these teams are better, especially the Green Jackets. They're 1-4 right now.
Yeah, but,
and they're
but they've
roster.
Only, yeah, I, they've
they're
lost two 2-1-run games and 2-2-run games.
You know,
first pitch here to Tucker Mitchell, who was one of the 7 strikeout victims. He flew out, one of the players to avoid getting struck out by Richie earlier, as a ball.
And so, you know, I think Gwinnett is a much better than 2-10 team, and they've just had half their roster sent up to the major league level with
three,
all the injuries.
Three guys have been claimed on waivers in Gwinnett, and 4 or 5 of them have been called up because of the injuries at the major league level.
Right, and I think Rome's a solid roster with, you know, some older players that are going to do well at that level. Guys like Drake Baldwin, who was in Augusta last year. You know, the guys that are going to do well at the level but just haven't quite hit their stride yet.
1-1 swing and a miss and a breaking ball.
I don't think that it's definitely not a good system as a whole. I mean, it's... should be expected. You know, guys like Vaughn Grissom and Michael Harris, they're not supposed to be at the major league level yet. And if those guys are in the system, you look at that completely differently. But now, the way that you look at it now, it's a team it's a very young major league team.
Which
and
translate,
so if you look at the Braves that say organizational rankings, talent pool age 25, 26 and younger, they're top 3 in the league by a large margin. It's just those guys are at the major league level helping them win division championships.
Yeah, flags fly forever is what they say. As the count is 2-2 here on Mitchell. Similarly, you know, the Nationals won that World Series a couple of years ago, but their farm system was one of the worst in baseball. They end up making their trade, and the 2-2 pitch is... low and inside, 3-2, a close one there. But they end up, you know, when their championship window ended, their prospect system was the worst in the league. But they trade their superstars as the 3-2 pitch is grounded to short. Tavares fields it on 2 hops and throws on to first and gets Tucker Mitchell by a step. It replenishes pretty quickly when the time to compete at the major league level is done. And good GMs, of which, you know, Alex Anthopoulos is certainly one. It's prospects are, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in, what is it? No, sorry. A bird in the hand is worth
two in the bush? Two in the bush, I think.
Two in the bush? As this one's fouled off. But you know what you have in major league quality players. The amount of top prospects who don't necessarily pan out is far greater. So when you know what you have at the major league level, as the 0-1 pitch is flown foul, it's certainly easier for the fan base. And yeah, you know.
Absolutely. And I mean, and with, you know, and Alex Anthopoulos has done a great job of locking these young talents up to long-term deals. And so at a majority of the positions, you're not really looking at needing replacements for 4 or 5 years down the road.
The 0-2 pitch, a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. It is a called third strike on Figueroa, who strikes out looking for the second time today.
Yeah. The position I think the Braves will need consistent production from and will have to keep putting players out would be pitcher, because pitchers are more volatile at the major league level, and they're going to be possibly losing a guy like Max Fried in a couple years. They're going to need to keep turning out pitchers, and that's where they're strong. They know that that's a position that they're going to have to develop from within, and they're drafting heavy with that and getting talent in the system, and they're developing them very well.
2-0 is the count on VROL, who struck out swinging back in the second. Green Jackets up 2-0 in the top of the fifth. The 2-0 is swung on and missed, 2-1. You look at the top prospects, whether you're looking at Baseball America or MLB Pipeline, and about 11 of the top 15 are pitchers, including, you know, pitchers at all levels of the minor league system right now. You have, obviously, numbers 2, 3, and 7 on this Augusta roster. The 2-2 pitch is fouled off into the dirt. And then you have guys like Phillips and Meyer, who are both recovering from injuries, who are in the top 15 as well. Victor Vodnik's right. Hitting 101 up in, is he in Mississippi right now?
Yeah, he's in Double A.
So it's, as far as arms go, it certainly seems like they have found their niche.
Right, and
this one's grounded into center field for a base hit, the first of the day for the Wood Ducks.
And a lot of these guys, you know, I was very impressed with Owen Murphy last night. The way that his fastball looked was fantastic. You know, I watched him last year, and I was a little iffy about the pitch overall, but he's a guy that has great breaking stuff, a great fastball. Richie's a fantastic pitcher. They've really kind of found that niche in guys that have a certain profile that they're looking for in terms of the metrics on pitches. And
this one is laid down by Blackman as a bunt. Harper throws to first in time. A tremendous play there made by Landon Harper to get onto that bunt on his throwing arm side and make the play to first to retire the side.
Yeah, absolutely. Barehanded play on that. That's not a easy play for a pitcher to make and get around and throw that one that quick. That was an impressive play.
So we will take this break. Middle of the fifth. Garrett Spain will maybe stick around for their half inning when we come back. As the Green Jackets are still up 2-0, you're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network or following along on Bally Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back here in Augusta, bottom of the fifth, Green Jackets up 2-0. Nathan Strauss chatting with Garrett Spain. You can follow Garrett at Braves MILB on Twitter if you are not already. As you should also already be following Battery Power if you are a Braves fan, obviously, which yeah, I'm imagining many people do.
Right. We've been putting out, I think, the best minor league coverage of the Braves for years now, and really I would put our team coverage against any other team's coverage from any site. We really pride ourselves on daily recaps of the system and making sure that we're putting out accurate information about every player in the system, and it's one of those things that I've been proud to be a part of and part of building that kind of culture around the site.
9-1-2 due up here for Augusta. Moreno squares to bunt and pops it off the netting. Even when, you know, you're getting stopped at Disney and then meeting Ken Griffey Jr., apparently.
Oh, yeah. That Orlando trip was quite a fun one. We I think we went down there for a week, and we saw about two games because of that Florida rain, but it was a fun experience. That was the year, the Braves had that really big signing class that they ended up losing due to the international sanctions a couple years ago, but they had that big signing class. Kyle Wright was with that team, and it was a fun trip down to... And that was a fun trip down to Orlando that year.
2-1 is the count on Moreno. As our ballpark food just arrived, the 2-1 swing and a miss. Moreno grounded out the first time up. Looking at the pitchers on this staff, Schwellenbach pitched yesterday's first pitcher to two starts on this team as the 2-2 is fouled off. What's your read on him as a guy who, you know, didn't pitch full-time until his senior year of college and obviously is making his first couple of professional starts after surgery?
It's so early on, you know, a guy coming off a surgery like that, it's hard to make those assumptions that early. What I will say is we looked at his velocity last night. He was up to 98 miles per hour, and that's a guy that, and looking at that, he's going to continue to add velocity as he gets further from surgery. And so seeing his arm back to that state and being able to do that in a longer role than he was pitching in college, that's a really good sign. He's a guy that's athletic. Reports are great on his slider, and so he's one that he's going to take just a little bit of time this year just because he hasn't pitched in really 2 years, but once he really hits his stride, he's a guy that could move quickly through the system. He's incredibly athletic, two great pitches, and someone that can be... could really make a name for himself this season.
Moreno reaches for the first time at the Class A level. And that brings up Tyler Collins, the guy who you mentioned earlier. He's another interesting story because he missed all but two games last year with an injury. And now he's back and had a three-hit game to start the season and is second in the Carolina League with five stolen bases. When you look at the bats in the system, as Collins squares to bunt, the hit and run was on there. Moreno slides back to first in time. Good read there by Moreno on the base path. But Collins, again, something of an unknown, I think, to prospect rankings and many of the sites that rank prospects, just because he missed that time last year. Do you view his speed as being an asset that could really help him as he continues to climb?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was a guy that the Braves gave $800,000 to out of high school.
Oh, and he smacks this one to deep center field. Going back is the center fielder, Gutierrez, at the track. He makes the catch. It's a 370-foot flyout to a part of the ballpark to 375 feet.
Yeah, that was a good stroke there. I mean, that's kind of the biggest knock on him is that he doesn't have the most power. He's not a power-hitting type of player. And if he had a little bit more time in the weight room, maybe that one gets out. But, you know, he knows his role well. His approach is to hit line drives, get on base, and steal bases, and he's good at that. And he was a guy that 2 years ago we were excited about, and unfortunately those injuries really set him back last year, but now he's in a position where I think he's going to go back up those rankings.
Ambioris Tavares steps in, 1-for-2. Tavares, interesting player on the year because the reports were very promising on him. He struggled a bit with strikeouts so far, but the power and the swagger is certainly there as he lines this one to center field, and it is caught on a dive by Gutierrez.
That's a hard hit ball there. I mean, those don't fall sometimes. It goes what it is. It is what it is, but I love Tavares defensively. I think that he's arguably the best defensive player in the system, a player that he's so smooth out there. He makes all the throws. He makes all the plays steady to both sides. He can go... You know, he can go towards his arm side, he can go towards his glove side, and it's very rare to see a player at this age, at this level, be that solid defensively. He was a guy that was thought when he was signed as a prep that he may end up moving to third base. He's answered that question, and ton of power, hits the ball crazy hard. I think the biggest question is whether he's going to hit, but he's 19. He's got a ton of time to figure that out, and the bat speed is there. All the tools are there, and he's definitely, just looking at him, he's clearly one of the top prospects in the system.
1-0 swing and a miss by Celedonio.
And he's just going to take time to learn how to hit. And
he hit a double off the wall the other day, off the end of his bat, on a pitch that was maybe an inch above the plate. And that was the first moment of the season where I thought, wow, that's a top 10 prospect right there.
Oh, he's absolutely, every time he...
Runners going as this pitch is popped foul out of play.
every time he takes a swing, he's looking to do a lot of damage with that pitch. And when he connects, he's putting it out there hard.
And he's an incredibly aggressive base runner as
right.
well.
He struggled a little early in the year, but it seems, you know, the last few games, he seems like he's making more contact. And hopefully he can continue that going forward.
1-2 on Celedonio, who has two mammoth home runs this year. Moreno goes again. The pitch is bounced all the way to the backstop. Moreno keeps digging. He's going to third. The throw comes in. It is not in time. So Moreno, very alert there to that pass ball, rather wild pitch, because that was a 55-foot slider that went all the way to the backstop.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was talking about it earlier, a lot of foul ground, and he, you know, knowing that as a base runner, especially in your home park, being able to know, I have the time to make that move, and great hustle there, great speed there, being able to get down there. Celedonio, now, I mean, you talk about the home runs he hit, that first, the one on opening day, my jaw dropped, first time I saw him swing that one, and I know everybody, you know, from the minor league side of things was impressed by that. Eric Cole, he was my minor league editor with Battery Power for a while. He's over with the house that Hank built now and trying to build that up and do some good work over there. And we were talking about that. Like, I've rarely see a guy hit a ball that hard.
The 3-2 pitch to Celedonio is fouled off. The one he hit yesterday, 442 feet, 112 miles an hour off the bat. It's the hardest hit ball that the Green Jackets have put into play this year. You're looking at this ballpark right now. It went over the SRP sign in left center field, which is probably 15 feet above the wall. Moonshot doesn't even begin to describe it as the 3-2 is swung on and missed. That's the other aspect, though, is this series, he is now... that's the hat trick for him on the day. This series, he is now 3-for-14 with a homer, a double, and 10 strikeouts. So 3-2 outcomes, but when he gets the bat on it, it is trouble.
There are very few people that I've seen hit him up into those buildings up there.
End of the fifth, Green Jackets up 2-0. Our thanks to Garrett Spain for stopping by. Let you enjoy the rest of the game here tonight after your drive from the Atlanta area. And you're here tomorrow as well, so maybe we'll have you on for a couple of innings and we can see, once we know the pitcher and see the matchup, we'll coordinate that at a later date. But thanks for hopping on. Follow him at BravesMILB on Twitter. Also follow the affiliate sites that he links to and works with. And we will take a break. 2-0 Green Jackets in the sixth we go. Harper remains on the mound.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here at SRP Park, top of the sixth inning, Green Jackets up 2-0. We've got a pitch clock violation here on the batter Ortiz. So the count goes to 1-2. Again, apologies for being a little bit late back from break. The pitch, lined hard into center field, nearly got the hand of Harper on the way by. And it is a base hit for Ortiz. A base hit for Ortiz is something that, as a Red Sox fan, I grew up hearing quite a lot. But Aubie Ortiz is on at first. Andres Mesa, who struck out back in the third, gets his second crack at the plate today. First pitch to Mesa is outside for a ball. Thanks to Garrett Spain for joining us. Always good to have a second person here in the booth. The 1-0 on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. J.R. Ritchie was spectacular as he went 3 innings, striking out 7. No hits, no walks. The 1-1 is popped up into shallow right field. The second baseman Moreno is going out for it, but calling him off is the right fielder Celedonio. And Celedonio makes the catch.
Shortstop, Cam Colley.
And that'll bring up Cam Colley, who has flown out and struck out in this one. Green Jacket scored twice in the bottom of the second. That's been it for the scoring. As no action in the Green Jackets bullpen. There is a pitcher throwing, a righty warming for down east as Colley misses a first pitch slider, 0-1. Infield at double play depth. The 0-1 grounded foul past the third base coach's box. As a fan in the front row over there is going to get a nice little souvenir. A lot of kids at the ballpark today. It is a State Farm Family Saturday. Tomorrow, kids run the bases, by the way, post-game, and kids and families can have a catch on the field before the game. The 0-2 is... ooh, called that a ball. I guess, maybe, outside. Looked like a strike. The count goes to 1-2. Tomorrow is a Salins Family Sunday. We'll hear from a Salins representative on our pregame show. The 1-2 poked off the end of the bat towards foul territory in right field, and it will drop into the stands. We'll also hear from Justin Janis before the game tomorrow. Janis scored the first run of the game with some alert base running. Ortiz off of first, being held on by Janis. The 1-2 from Harris is flown into right field again. This one will also get into foul territory and drop on the easy-go picnic area. In fact, it'll actually ricochet off one of those tables and back onto the field of play. Green Jackets coming into today at 1-4. Down east, 5-1. These two teams have been... battling it out all week as Colley lines it to center field and it drops in for a base hit. So back-to-back singles here around Mesa's flyout. Some hard contact against Harper. Ortiz goes to second, and now we do have a pitcher up and throwing in the bullpen for the Green Jackets, as well as the Wood Ducks, with two aboard and one away. Gutierrez, who has a dangerous bat, is at the plate. He takes the first pitch, grounds it up the middle. Second baseman Moreno steps on the bag for one, throws to first in time. It's the first double play turned by the infield this season for the Green Jackets. And it gets Harper out of a two-on, one-out jam. To the bottom of the sixth we go. A 4-3 double play, the difference, with the Green Jackets up 2. It is Green Jackets 2 and the Wood Ducks 0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here at SRP Park, bottom of the sixth, it is 2-0 Green Jackets on top over the Wood Ducks. We've got a pitching change. We'll get that to you in a second as a first pitch fastball fired in for a strike to Justin Janis. DJ McCarty enters the game. 6'2 is the righty McCarty. He's listed at 6'2, 145, which I don't think is necessarily updated. He might have gain a little bit of muscle, but the 1-1 pitch misses in the dirt. 2-1. McCarty out of Redlands, California. Gets his first action of the series. The 2-1 is sliced down the left field line, dropping fast and dropping about 4 feet in foul territory. It would have been a double for Janis. DJ, short for Dylan James McCarty. Pitched once last year for Down East. The 2-2 is grounded right back to McCarty on the mound. He runs over to first and underhands it to Ortiz for the out. 7 of the last 8 Green Jackets batters have been retired. McCarty on the mound spent most of last year in the ACL, where he went 3-3, started 10 games, pitched 46 and a third innings, which is a good amount for someone in instructional ball. Workinger at the dish looks off a breaking ball way outside. A lot of horizontal movement on this off-speed pitch from McCarty. Chad Bryant is the pitcher who is warming for the Green Jackets in the bullpen. The 1-0, in for a strike with a fastball 1-1. Struck out 51 batters in those 46 in the third innings. The 1-1, line down the right field line, but sliced, and it goes into the Wood Ducks bullpen. In 2 innings so far this year for McCarty, he has yet to allow a hit, and he misses up and away with a breaking ball, 2-2. He did walk one, and he struck out one. That was against Kannapolis last week. So 2-2 on Workinger. The pitch is swung on and missed. Got him with that off-speed pitch. Again, a lot of horizontal movement. It is in the low 70s. And the first two batters are retired. And that'll bring up Andrew Keck. Keck 0-2. He struck out looking and grounded out. The pitch is fouled off. Had a chance to chat with Andrew Keck, the St. Louis native, just outside of St. Louis. And just a very personable guy. Someone who is nice and laid back, but knows when to dial up the intensity. He's talking about his favorite baseball memory, the 0-1. Fastball just outside, 1-1. He played in an NCAA regional at Ole Miss, and he was playing right field at the time, and that's where the student section is at that particular stadium. The 1-1 lined into right field for a base hit, his first of the year. Some good hard contact there as he takes it the opposite way and gets the Green Jackets' fifth hit of the night. Excuse me, make that... No, it is the fifth hit. Sixth hit, rather. Knew I was missing one somewhere in my scorebook. Blame the left-handed handwriting. But Keck said he knows the students out there were going to be ruthless, so he deactivated all his social media the week before the game. They still were able to find out all his personal information and were pretty ruthless, but they won a game there and then lost the second day. Diamond takes the first pitch, swinging to Cauley, who will underhand it to second for the out that retires the side. So Keck singles, but the Green Jackets go down in four batters on the 6-4 fielder's choice. To the top of the seventh we go. It is still Green Jackets 2, Wood Duck 0. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network or watching on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Me llamaron de Colombia y yo lo voy a buscar en un rato. Me dijo un suki mío que llegaron los aparatos, 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 que llegaron
Top of the seventh inning as we've got a debut on the mound. Chad Bryant makes his season debut with some Rod Wave playing on the loudspeaker, his walk-up song of choice. Chad Bryant played at Pensacola State back in 2018 and 2019, was initially committed to Alabama but signed with the Braves back in 2019. He was actually drafted three times. The Rangers picked him in 2017 in the 39th round, the second to last round of the draft in its old format. And then was eventually picked in the 25th round by the Braves. Spent the entire 2021 season here in Augusta, but spent a lot of time injured. And his first pitch is up and away to Morobel for a ball. Spent the 2022 season on and off the injured list, and then he spent 18 innings of ball down in the FCL. Did not give up a home run and struck out 18 in that time. Second pitch is grounded sharply to first. Janis makes the play himself and takes to the bag, and there's one away. So Morobel is now 0-3. Score that one 3 unassisted, and that'll bring up Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell, a ground out and a fly out on his line so far. Bryant is a righty at 6 feet 210 from Grove Hill, Alabama. First pitch is up high. The 1-0. Grounded foul 1-1. Grove Hill, Alabama is certainly a small town in southern Alabama in Clark County. Bryant, very soft-spoken. The 1-1 is taken for a ball, 2-1. But to Bryant's credit, he was the first pitcher to introduce himself to me this year. The pitch is grounded foul down the third base line. It was to the left side of the bag, as making the diving play on it was Francisco Floyd, but it was indeed foul. Maldonado doesn't like the call. The manager and also the third base coach, but we're actually positioned exactly above that line, and it was indeed the right call. So the count will be 2-2. So 2-2 with one away. The pitch is taken inside a breaking ball that ended up breaking a little bit too much. The payoff pitch inside nearly hit him. And Mitchell will walk to first. And that will bring up Gleyder Figueroa. Figueroa, two strikeouts on the game, both looking. First pitch is lifted to short left field. Coming on is the center fielder, Collins. He makes the catch. He called off both Workinger and Tavares. He lost his hat about 20 feet behind him in the process as well. And that'll bring up Miguel Villarroel, 1-for-2. He got the first hit of the game for the Wood Ducks, and it came with two away in the fifth. The book is closed on Harper as he goes three innings, allows three hits, strikes out two, but no runs. His ERA comes down to 4.50. Again, it's so early in the season, it's hard to actually judge any number until you get at least 10 games into the year. Villarroel is way out in front at a breaking ball, 0-1. The 0-1, swing and a miss, went back to the same breaking ball. And with a pitch clock violation called, that sends us to the bottom of the seventh. So a strikeout strands the lone baser Mitchell at first. We'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch. Back at the bottom of the seventh when we come back. It is Green Jackets 2 and Wood Ducks nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network. 2-1 the count on Francisco Floyd as he fouls this one off 2-2. Apologies for the, again, late coming back to the broadcast. It's a function of just having to get some water into the water bottle. As the only person here, it's tricky sometimes. A 2-2 breaking ball low for a ball. Floyd 1-for-2, a double and a strikeout. 8-9-1 due up this half inning. The 3-2, poked foul and out of play at a fastball that might have been down and out of the zone. But with two strikes, defensive hitting is good hitting. The 3-2, swing and a miss at a low fastball. And he strikes out for the second time, the sixth time this series. And that'll bring up Luis Moreno, who got aboard and stole second and then reached third via a wild pitch his last time up. But the Green Jackets couldn't bring him home. The only scoring in this game came back in the second when the Green Jackets got two. First pitch fastball is inside on Moreno. The 1-0. Grounded to short. Colley backhands it on the outfield grass. Going to be a long throw, and wow, that is a cannon from Colley as it beats the speedy Moreno by two steps. Got some range on that arm. And that'll bring up Tyler Collins. He's 0-for-3. Flew out to deep center fields earlier in this game. Collins squares the bunt and drops one down. It goes off the plate and back to the backstop. Foul ball. The 0-1. Grounded down the first baseline. Foul again. So 0-2, Collins, fast action on the bat as he waits for the pitch. It is a ball. It's up high. He swings it back and forth very rapidly in his hands. The 1-2, outside, 2-2. No action in either bullpen. Sun is still in the sky on what has turned into just a beautiful, beautiful evening here at SRP Park. The 2-2. Check swing, he did not go on a pitch that might have got some of the zone as well. And the count goes full. The payoff pitch is fouled off to the netting. If he does get aboard here, he will almost certainly be running with two outs. And the top of the order up. The 3-2 pitch, way outside, ball four. So Collins earns a walk, and he is aboard now for the first time today. With two outs, the Green Jackets have a base runner and a two-run lead, as that'll bring up Ambioris Tavares. Now, with the slow breaking ball that we have seen so far from McCarty, and I mean really slow, low 70s slow, if you can steal on that, Collins will be there with plenty of time to spare. First pitch is a fastball up and in, 1-0. Tavares, a single, a long flyout, and a groundout on his line so far. They play him slightly to pull as well. And they have the second baseman shaded over by the bag to cover if Collins steals. Pickoff throw comes, and he is safe just barely. He did get picked off. The Green Jackets have had some outs on the base paths, as have the Wood Ducks this series. The 1-0 is up and away, 2-0. On deck, Celedonio, who will have to avoid a golden sombrero. Yeah. pitch, sliced to the first baseman who catches it on a line in fair territory to retire the side. The Green Jackets leave a runner aboard, but take a 2-0 lead into the top of inning number 8. Back in a few short moments after this from SRP. You're listening to the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network or watching on Valley Live.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
When I was just a boy, we'll call it 15 or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me, she found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years.
Top of the 8th inning here at SRP Park as the Green Jackets have a 2-0 lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. It is 7-8-9 due up this half inning. Blackman, Ortiz, and Mesa, who are a combined 1-for-6. Blackman tried to bunt his last time up, and he nearly swings himself out of the box with the first cut underneath that curveball from Bryant. The 0-1, bounced in, 1-1. No runs on 3 hits with 3 errors for Down East. The 1-1 fouled off down the left field line, out of play. Two runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Green Jackets. Oddly enough, the Green Jackets game that they did win, the 1-2 is fouled off again. The Green Jackets game that they did win was the opening night game in Columbia. As we have a timeout called by Blackman. The 1-2 pitch bounced in again. 2-2. The Green Jackets committed 4 errors in that opening day game, and they won that game, and that's not what you would call a winning stat line, nor one that will likely be repeatable. The 2-2 just missed inside. Bryant thought he had it, as did Dawson Diamond behind the plate. So the count goes full. Blackman does run very well. Stole a base the other day. The 3-2 is popped up, could be playable in foul territory. Now it drifts over above the dugout and drops into the suite right in front of the dispensary, the bar down the first baseline. Blackman had the interesting play yesterday where he stole second after walking and then got picked off between second and third in a pickle. The 3-2, fouled off again. He has made Bryant work here as we're up to now 8 pitches in this at-bat. It's been a good day for Green Jackets pitching so far. The starter, Richie, needed just 40 as the 3-2 is a mile short. And it'll be a walk for Blackman. Richie needed 40 pitches to get through 3 innings with 7 strikeouts. 40 pitches, 28 strikes. Harper, through 46 to get through three innings with 33 strikes. Bryant now up to 21 after that leadoff walk. And he is a threat to run. First pitch here fouled off to Abby Ortiz. Ortiz singled his last time up with stranded at second. No action in the Green Jackets bullpen. The 0-1 taken low for a ball, 1-1. The lights are on. The bugs have started to swarm just a little bit. Throw over to first is not in time. Just a sort of check on you throw. It's a busy time in the sports world. As NBA playoffs begin today in earnest, the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Monday is the first day of NHL postseason action with the chase for the Stanley Cup. Of course, the Major League Baseball season in full swing as we have a timeout called by Ortiz. But postseason pushes in half of the Big Four sports leagues make it an interesting time. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. So Bryant gets his second strikeout as Blackman remains at first. And that will bring up Andres Mesa, 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. The runner is going on the first pitch. It's a breaking ball. The throw down is not in time. It was going to be real tough to get there even with a great throw. And the base was probably stolen just by virtue of the off-speed pitch, too, with Blackman having serious wheels. So it's a stolen base for Blackman. The pitch was called a ball. The 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1. On deck is Colley, who is 1-3. Gutierrez in the hole. He is 0-3. We have a timeout and not entirely sure what for. But everyone back in their positions now. Blackman off of second. 2-0 Green Jackets on top with one away in the top of the eighth. The pitch on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. 1-2. Blackman dances, the 1-2, swing and a miss, and a pitch in the dirt. As throwing down to first, but looking back, Blackman to make sure there was no advance, is Dawson Diamond. So it's a swinging strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts, followed by a 2-3 putout. And now there's two away for the top of the order, Cam Colley. Colley made a great defensive play in that last half inning to throw out Moreno from the outfield grass. Blackman, big lead off of second with two away. First pitch is in the dirt, and he's going to try and take third. Diamond comes up with the ball. The throw down is not in time because the throw from Diamond was on the foul side of the third base bag. That will likely be a wild pitch rather than a stolen base, just because it was in the dirt. Diamond did a good job to keep it in front of him. Otherwise, with Blackman's speed, it could have been potentially maybe a run-scoring play. The 1-0 popped up into foul territory, and now it drifts out of play. It's going to land right on top of the roof. So the count is 1-1. The infield is back with two away. And a two-run Green Jackets lead. The 1-1 misses inside. It is indeed a wild pitch by Chad Bryant. The Green Jackets have issued just two walks today. They've struck out 12 down east batters. That is a pretty successful ratio. The 2-1 popped foul again out of play and over our head into the parking lot. The count is 2-2 with the runner on third and two away. The pitch is line foul and out of play on the right field line this time. Rob Griswold looks like he might be beginning to stretch for the Green Jackets. He has served as a closer before. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses low, 3-2. So the count is full with two away and a runner on third. The pitch is grounded to short. Played by Tavares. The throw on to first is in time. And the Green Jackets strand a run at third for the Wood Ducks as the side is retired. To the bottom of the eighth we go. It is Green Jackets 2 and Wood Ducks 0. You are listening to Green Jackets Radio or watching on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the eighth inning here as Tavares steps to the dish. And he looks at ball one in the dirt. McCarty remains on the mound. It is Celedonio because Tavares was the final out of the seventh. Celedonio has a 1-1 count. The pitch is breaking ball in for a strike 1-2. Celedonio, Janis, Werkinger. The 3-2 up. Griswold is throwing for the Green Jackets down the line. The 1-2. Fastball up and in. Well, the Green Jackets have already had two guys get hit this series. McCabe wore one right in the numbers yesterday evening. And Tavares took a curveball to the dome the other day as Celedonio strikes out for the fourth time today. The second golden sombrero of the season for the Green Jackets. And that'll bring up Justin Janis, who has had a productive day so far. Two singles and a ground out. And that's going to spell the end of the evening for McCarty, as after 2 1/3 innings of work with 38 pitches thrown, he will head to the dugout and we'll have a pitching change when we come back, as sprinting down the line from right field looks like potentially Jackson Leith, who we saw the other day. Trying to see his numbers here again. These green and orange jerseys don't make it the easiest for us from the booth. And we will take a break and have the exact name when we come back. It is Green Jackets 2 and Wood Ducks nothing in the bottom of the eighth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points,
SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
It is a pitching change here, and Jackson Kelly, the Marietta, Georgia native, will come on for his first action of the series. The former Mercer Bear has Janis to lead it off, and Janis nearly takes one on the wrist. A submariner, of which there are not too many in any level of baseball these days. He winds and fires and gets a strike here. Another submariner or sidearm pitcher will be coming into the game for the Green Jackets when we come back. The 1-1 is a number down the third baseline. It rolls foul, and I think it breaks the bat as well of Janis, who slams it in frustration and has to go back to the dugout. So Janis gets a new twig. So 1-2 on Janis with a fresh bat in hand. The pitch up and away. The 2-2. Check swing, and it hit the bat on a pitch that would have been a ball. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Kelly gets the sign, delivers, and Janis is fooled badly. He tips it into the mitt and becomes the second strikeout victim of the frame. Now Ethan Werkinger steps to the dish. He is, well, technically 1-for-3. He reached via an error back in the fourth that was a 50-50 call. A hard hit ball to third. And he fouls the first pitch back to the screen. The 0-1 pitch is outside. So Griswold looks to be set to come in trying to get the save for the Green Jackets. He will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. No easy task. The 0-1 is outside, 1-1. Werkinger homered in the season opener back in Columbia. This pitch inside. The count actually goes to 3-1. So Werkinger trying to reach base for the third time today. The pitch is chopped right over the mound. The second baseman charges and throws on in time and gets Werkinger by half a step. So the Green Jackets go in order, but will have a chance to close it out and break the streak in the top of inning number 9. It is Green Jackets 2 and Wood Ducks 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Now pitching for the Big Dragons, number 23, Rob Griswold. Man, this is your last call for alcohol. Alcohol available right after the three options in Pepperdine. Head to the concession stand now for your last call. Last call presented by Big Lowell Walter. Head back, here's some upcoming promotions. Call the next opening. It will either be Bad Blood or a Love Story in 3 seconds. Take on the Columbia Fireflies for Red Knight, Foggy Bridges, on Friday, April 28th. We'll have a hit start giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. 28 and over, thanks to Savannah River Brewing Company.
Well, you might have just heard the song Wild Thing play over the SRP Park loudspeakers. That is by request of the coaching staff here. It obviously is a nod to the same scene in Major League, which is one of the best in the pantheon, in the Mount Rushmore of baseball movies. It would be hard to choose between Bull Durham, Major League, Field of Dreams, A League of Their Own, Angels in the Outfield. I could keep going if you want, but I could go all day, really. I think I would probably take Angels in the Outfield out of that list, for whatever it's worth. But Rob Griswold on the mound now for the top of the ninth, trying to secure a save here as the Green Jackets are up 2-0, trying to snap a losing streak and send the fans home happy on this fireworks night at SRP Park. 0-1 is the count, a check swing to Gutierrez. He holds up, so it's 1-1. Gutierrez on the day. It's been a rough one. He is 0-3, including a double play. Green Jackets also looking for their first shutout of the year. The 1-1 pitch sails up and away. The 2-1 on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. Griswold is not an overpowering arm by any means, but he has tons of movement and an unconventional arm slot and release point, which make it tricky for batters. The 2-2 is fouled off, and again, Gutierrez was way out in front. The 2-2 is grounded to short. Tavares fields it on the backhand. He fires from the shortstop position and gets him by a quarter of a step. An unbelievably rangy play by Ambioris Tavares to cut down the speedster Gutierrez. As he does a little hop, skip, and a jump going back to the hole. That is just tremendous on a ball that was not hit with all that much speed. And there is one away in the top of the ninth. Now the lefty Morobel to the dish takes a fastball high and tight to start off the at-bat. He is 0-3. The pitch grounded to second. Moreno fields it on a hop, throws to Janis, and there are two away. And representing the final out is Tucker Mitchell for the Wood Ducks, who have won 5 straight and have beat the Green Jackets in the first 4 games of this series. The first pitch is lined to third. It goes underneath the glove of Floyd, who tried to stop it with a dive. And Mitchell will take a long turn at first and go back to the bag. And that'll bring up Leider Figueroa, who is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a flyout. He represents the tying run. The pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Janis is holding Mitchell on at first, and the infield is shifted here. for the lefty Figueroa. On deck is Miguel Villarroel, who got the first hit of the day for the Wood Ducks. The pitch, driven to center field. Collins is going back, stops in front of the warning track. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. And for the first time this season, the fans at SRP Park celebrate a Green Jackets victory, a shutout of the Down East Wood Ducks. J.R. Ritchie's spectacular start results in a 2-0 Green Jackets win. The Green Jackets improve to 2-4 on the year. The Wood Ducks fall to 5-2. But the team needed that one to snap a four-game streak in which they had losses of one run, two runs, and two runs. They even out some of that bad luck tonight with a stellar performance from the arms that featured at SRP Park. We'll take a break and we'll have some highlights and a look around the league when we come back on the postgame show. Green Jackets are victorious for the first time this year at SRP Park as fireworks await.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here at SRP Park, where the Green Jackets have just wrapped up a 2-0 win over the Down East Wood Ducks. The winning pitcher in this one is Landon Harper, who improves to 1-0 on the year. The loss is tagged to Aiden Curry, and Rob Griswold picks up the save. Gives up a hit, but retires the side as the Green Jackets secure their first out of the year. No runs, four hits, three errors for Down East. Two runs, five hits, and no errors for Augusta. Fireworks show is coming up soon after the launch ball is played at home plate. But let's take a listen to how J.R. Ritchie's outing sounded today, because it was quite a spectacle. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And he records his first strikeout of the season as the 2-2 pitch is fanned on and missed. Ritchie strikes out a pair to conclude the first inning as J.R. Ritchie hits 96 miles an hour with his fastball in the first inning. Called third strike on the outside corner, a breaking ball and a beauty for the third strikeout in the first five batters of J.R. Ritchie's season. And the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Ritchie's breaking ball has been tormenting these Wood Ducks so far. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, to the breaking ball again, and it's back-to-back strikeouts. He has struck out the last four batters and six of seven now that he has faced since that first inning. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Ritchie strikes out the side swinging. He has struck out five batters in a row, and we head to the bottom of the third with the Green Jackets up 2-0. J.R. Ritchie struck out seven and went three innings. He is today's Premier Network's IT guy of the game, IT guy of the game, and those were the plays of the game, so to speak, obviously, which there were many to choose from in tonight's contest. A much-needed victory for the Green Jackets, snapping that four-game losing streak. All of the games were close. This team has not been blown out at all, and they are, in fact, as of right now, amongst the top two pitching staffs in the league. So it was nice to see them win a close one tonight, and I'm sure it was rewarding for the players as well to get a chance to perform on a stage like this. That'll do it for us here. We'll be back at it tomorrow. 1:35 first pitch, 1:20 is the pregame show, the Tax Slayer pregame show, with a Phoenix Printing player feature from Justin Janis. The Green Jackets win 2-0, the first home dub of the year. And that will do it for us tonight. Enjoy your Saturday, and we will see you next time.
I spent it in good company, and all